So you have just made a rather shocking statement. And that statement is that American or international capitalists, as I call them, because they don't have any American loyalties, would prefer to have socialist and communist captive states so that they can have captive markets.
Yes, these people are not American. They're internationalists, and they're proud of being internationalists in their private conversations. And you just gave a quotation, which I found in the State Department files, from William Saunders, chairman of Ingersoll Rand, saying he thinks that Soviet communism is the best form of government, the best form of government for the Soviet Union. When you talk to these gentlemen, there's no question that they want power. And power in the political sense equates to socialism. Whether you call it national socialism or Bolshevik socialism doesn't really matter. When you get centralized power, centralized political control, that is what these internationalist gentlemen want. They do not believe, as I've seen them, in the American way, the Constitution of the United States. They don't believe in personal liberty for you and I. And I was talking to a gentleman today who had worked in one of these corporate structures, and he remarked how it was just like a little socialist state where people are numbered, they perform numbered actions, they're little cogs in the wheel. That is what these gentlemen want.